Eric, good morning, good morning.
Brad, it's been a while. It's great to talk to you again.
You know something? I remember, believe it or not, I remember the last time we talked. And one thing that impressed me, you can ask you anything about what you talk about, and it's like you almost manufactured it. I'm telling you.
Yes, they programmed me well.
they sure do. You know, and I just want to ask you the first one here about Governor Lamont. I don't know what it is, but when I read about something in the Hartford Courant about selling this and not selling, there was something about him that he's going to hang on to some of this money. And we've got Democrats down there over the years who have just peddled it, and peddled it even more. What do you think? What is your look as far as the new governor's
governor?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been impressed. I mean, you know, he hasn't taken office yet, but, I've been impressed so far with what I've seen. It's certainly a departure over the last few years. He has obviously made it, since the election, he has made it a priority to be a real collaborator. You know, he convened these many policy groups. He invited people from organized labor and from the nonprofit community and from the business community to all get together and talk to him about and make recommendations about what the state should be doing to right itself. And the other thing that I really like about what he's been doing so far is that he keeps saying that his number one priority is going to be the budget and and as a result, the economy. And that's really good, because you don't see that from some members of the legislature.
That's right.
Who keep talking about things like minimum wage and paid family medical leave and sports betting. I mean, those things, they're important issues. But beyond anything else, we need to be focused on this state's budget, because that is what's going to help fix this economy, is getting that budget under control and getting the state back on sound fiscal ground.
Eric, good morning. Paul Pacelli here with Brad. And watching Ned Lamont from afar, I know he's saying all the right things, which is good. My concern is, and I'm sure yours is too, is that he can say all the right things up front. And I think it's unique because he does come from a business background. He knows about paying business taxes and about a payroll and all the associated costs. My wonder is, when he is behind closed doors with members of the General Assembly, particularly the Democratic leadership, I wonder how much of a little tug of war here, a little push-pull is going to go on regarding spending and taxation.
You know, and that's a great point. And obviously, you know, we're still in the honeymoon stage right now. You know, he's out and about, meeting with groups and talking, saying the right thing in each room. So, yes, that's 100% right. I think it could be very different once he's required to put out a budget, which mm-hmm. he will do at some point in the first few weeks of the legislative session. And that could look very different than what some Democrat leaders, or maybe some of the more progressive members of the Democratic Party, had hoped to see. And that could change things. You know, you don't really know until you see that first budget. And I think that's going to really reveal to us mm-hmm. The direction of the state, or at least his view of where the state should be going.
Talking with Eric Getty, Vice President of Government Affairs, to discuss the upcoming legislative session. One of the areas that I believe is going to be probably the toughest is the labor area. And you know as well as I do that the labor folks here in Connecticut are tough. They want what they want, and they generally get it. Do you believe somebody will be able to change this? I don't see how they can do anything unless they do change it, or will be in the same shape that we've been in for a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you mean
state employees,
the budget,
state employees.
Yeah, you know, I hope that, you know, the governor has said that he'd like to sit down with some members of organized labor and have discussions about the future and going forward. But, you know, they do, I think they feel that they're on pretty solid footing right now, that there's probably not a real need to go in there. They probably feel pretty good that they helped get this governor elected, so I don't know how quickly they're going to want to run in there. You know, I certainly hope, and I would think it was in their interest to go in and try to make a deal with the new governor. But we'll really, you know, we'll see. They've been awfully quiet. They've seemed to be focusing a lot of their efforts pushing for some of the mandates rather than even bringing up the subject of going in there and talking about benefits and pensions and that type of thing.
Well, Eric, the problem is that CBAC agreement, which is in effect for a few more years.
Unbelievable.
There's a no layoff guarantee in that agreement. So I don't know how the governor handles that.
Yeah, the only thing he could I'm not a legal expert on some of these areas of law, but you know, if you could certainly eliminate functions of government and involve the private sector more nonprofits,
and that's how you would get rid of people. Yeah,
how you would have to trim around the edges a little bit, and there's definitely opportunities to do that, especially when it comes to some of the care that we provide. Some of the people who are either elderly or very sick, we could do much more when it comes to home care and that type of thing. And I think, frankly, people would be happy to be in their home more often than in some of the institutions throughout the state.
Eric Getty, thank you so much for being with the two of us, and I hope that we can call on you. You've always been that kind of a guy, because we're going to have a lot to talk about, that's for sure.
Anytime. I'm happy to come on, and I'd love talking to you, so please, anytime you'd like.